Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, this is one t-shirt, I guess, that you could wear, but maybe not if you get arrested again. Tampa, Florida. A Clearwater man is back behind bars after he was accused of obstructing a burglary investigation in Pasigrill. Now, according to the arrest report, Pinellas County, witnesses reported seeing this guy enter an unlocked car, et cetera, et cetera. He was wearing a t-shirt that said, quote, "I just got out of prison." Guess where he went back to?
Was it prison?
Pinellas County Jail. He just got out in March of this year. He hadn't even been out of jail for a year. And already, he's now going back. He's in a lot of trouble. A Florida couple famous for over-the-top Christmas lights have been revealed to be squatters. Think of that. What's that movie with Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick? And Danny DeVito always goes over-the-top with Christmas lights. So that's basically this house. You could probably see it from space. It's an investigation that the Broward County Property Appraiser's Office conducted and found that that couple were squatting for 15 years. It's this plantation Florida home. There was never a title. It had a forged deed. You would think that if you're squatting in a home, you wouldn't go over the top with Christmas lights that aggravate everybody, maybe, because it sounds like there was at least one disgruntled neighbor. And you wouldn't be seeking media attention for your over-the-top Christmas lights if you didn't even live in the house legally.
Any attention.
Yeah, that seems like that's a really dumb move. A Florida man named Michael Jackson is accused of exposing himself and mocking gym-goers. Palm Beach Gardens on Tuesday morning of last week, a breach of peace occurred at the Busybody Gym where a man named Michael Jackson banged on windows, screamed vulgar obscenities, exposed himself, challenged gym-goers to, quote, fight him with their fake muscles, end quote, and more, according to the arrest affidavit. The entrance to the gym was locked. Patrons stopped working out because they thought that the 47-year-old was gaining entry. When law enforcement arrived to assess the situation, he began citing U.S. constitutional statutes and then said that he was angry because of the, quote, fake muscles and their ability to, quote, get beautiful women even though they have fake muscles, end quote. He really does not like the fake muscles. Is he like going after steroids? What is he? I just like they never actually got into that. But yeah, they took him to Palm Beach County Jail. Disorderly conduct, indecent exposure. He was released from jail under his own reconnaissance today, apparently, and on the condition that he regularly reports back. Maybe check and make sure the guy is not like going to fight you with your fake muscles. I'm just amazed at this. A Florida man tries to run out on a $250 Waffle House tab. First off, how do you spend that much at a Waffle House?
No. That's for the tattoo.
Oh, wait. No, sorry. Tries to run out on a $250 Waffle House leg tattoo. This is from Kane. He had $6 and a driver's license in his bag. So he gets on his calf a Waffle House logo.
Loves him some Waffle House.
$250. And then he tries to run out. And he said that he got the black and white version because the color version was an additional $100, according to the Smoking Gun. And
more pain.
Oh, my gosh. They said that he was under the influence.
No.
Okay, so if he comes in there and he's drunk, why did they tattoo him?
That's a good point. Because isn't your blood thinner when you're drinking?
A, your blood's thinner. That's bad, number one. And if he was under the influence, and like apparently he was drunk and on drugs, if he's under the influence, why the hell would you tattoo him?
How's he in any position to make a decision on a tattoo?
I wouldn't go to a tattoo parlor where A, they would put a Waffle House logo on your calf, or B, they would tattoo you while you're drunk. Because tattoo parlors have the right to be like, get your...
Imagine if he was so drunk, he was just asking to go to Waffle House and the tattoo shop.
And they just gave him a tattoo. I want to go to Waffle House. You want a Waffle House logo on your calf? Okay. Here it is. It's a Waffle House logo. Yeah, that's like so... That's not cool. That's not cool. You can't be doing that stuff. Let's see. Oh, I lost my... Oh, here it is. There's a guy who's a Florida man who wants to collect a million VHS copies of Titanic. A Largo man is on a mission. He wants a million copies of this. I have no idea why. Why? Does anybody even have VHS anymore? Hillsdale wants to wish everybody a happy and blessed Christmas and a healthy and prosperous new year. And they also want to thank you all for your kindness towards their institution. As you know, Hillsdale College is a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan. And they're all about the pursuit of true academics. And they protect robust and honest debate. And it is, I mean, thankfully, there's still an academic institution that does this. And they want to thank you for your support for all of this year. And as a way to do that, they have this awesome video, and it features their sacred music choir. I know a lot of you like to play Christmas music. Immediately, you like to play Christmas music. You're cooking. You're in the kitchen cooking. Maybe you're wrapping gifts, whatever it is that you're doing. You can put this on and just let it go. It's their sacred music choir singing Old Little Town of Bethlehem, and it's in their beautiful Christ Chapel that's right there in the heart of campus. Now, you can find this only at Dana4Hillsdale.com. And so your support of Hillsdale College allows them to continue their mission to educate everybody, irrespective of nationality or any other identity politic. It's all about merit, character, and true learning. So when you visit Dana4Hillsdale.com, you can see and hear that choir, and you can view many of the other free resources to help you celebrate the season. And the visit's going to leave you full of warmth and inspiration. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com.
If you have social media that is dominated by algorithms that pull people down these rabbit holes that are a bit like pitcher plants. These algorithms, they are the digital equivalent of AR-15s. They ought to be banned. They really ought to be banned. It's an abuse of the public forum. But when people are pulled down these rabbit holes, you know what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? That's where the echo chamber is. And if you spend too much time in the echo chamber, what's weaponized is another form of AI, not artificial intelligence, artificial insanity.
I'm serious. I have so many. This is that stupid COP28 thing that they're doing. I have no idea what this thing is. Can I just stop before we get into the second chakra? Can you release my second chakra? It's what Al Gore. I thought the baby it's cold outside just dovetailed perfectly into his intro. So he's there speaking about social media, AI, what was he talking to? And if Juan, if you can, for our simulcast viewers, because you can listen to the radio program across the country, and then we have people who view it on YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. I don't know what he's talking to. And I say what because I don't know what I'm looking at. It's visual terrorism. There is what I presume to be a male in a dark suit wearing white socks. I am a stickler for protocol, by the way. Dark suit, white socks,
yeah.
A man bun that rivals the Swedish princess's bun that she wears at the base of her head all the time in every photo I've ever seen of her. Like Princess Victoria of Sweden or something like that. Everything with this guy is wrong. It's visual terrorism. The white socks, men, let me do you a favor. If your mothers didn't teach you, or if the women in your lives have forsaken you, that is a giant no-no. No one wants to see white socks at that ankle. Dark socks only. And the only time that you go sockless is if you are in Florida in loafers or you are in the Italian Riviera. That is it. That is it. There is no excuse. And not that man bun, that size of a man bun. It looks like he went to the Sally Beauty Supply and got a fake bun to put at his head and then wrapped his hair around it and pinned it in.
And which is better? Which is greater than? Is it that man bun or a mullet?
Mullet is more acceptable.
Got it.
A mullet's more acceptable because I feel like if you're a dude and you're going to grow your hair out, then wear your hair grown out. Now, I understand if you're like, you know, a cook or something. You're like, I'm going to my job. I have to because of protocol. And I think that there's a way to maybe some of the dudes will argue with me about this. There's probably a manlier way to pull it back than that. But the white socks, I want to just punch his ankles off. I can't. There is, that is my, one of my biggest pet peeves with dudes dressing. I love how Juan is just like going right there. He's zeroing in. He's getting ready. He's getting ready to throw it up. He's zeroed right in. This is my biggest pet peeve with dudes. White socks in a dark suit. White socks in a dark suit. This is like, no. Everything that this is visual terrorism.
You know what he's thinking right now?
What?
Those socks match my shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what he's thinking.
No. This is not, no, no, there's different rules. For, I'm a stickler for protocol. This is never okay. Never okay. You might as well just, you know what, put on tennis shoes with it and just do it like that. But don't, never okay. Anyway, he's sitting there talking to Al Gore, who, what does he do now? He just like tries to fear monger people.
Yeah, so
I don't
same
know.
Stuff he's been doing for a while.
So he's sitting, his the audio that we played before, I was so distracted by this visual terrorist. Juan goes, he's going for the Michael Jackson vibe. I don't see, though, the sequined glove.
It's true.
And unless I'm hearing, you know, Billie Jean, the beat for that, I cannot abide, man. I cannot
Michael
abide.
Michael Jackson never had a man bun either.
I think he did pull it back.
I don't know if he ever
But
had
I don't
a
think we
bun.
Talk about him anymore because, you know. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
I mean, right? Isn't that like the unspoken rule?
Is it?
Isn't it, though? I'm
know.
Asking you.
No one spoke about it. How am I supposed to
know? I don't know.
If
that's
unspoken, the hell, what do I know?
So Al Gore thinks that if you're criticizing the climate stuff, then you should be banning all the speech that we don't like. Yeah, I really, you know, the guy who was accused of sexually harassing multiple massage therapists, let's let him make the rules on speech. Can you imagine if you're a masseuse and you have to go in and this is your client? Ugh. His wife, by the way, was also a big fascist. Tipper Gore, she was the one who led the charge to ban no-no words and rock music. I remember I was in elementary school and it was all over MTV. Everybody was making fun of Tipper Gore. Everybody made fun of this woman. She was the ultimate Karen. She was a Karen before that word was even like that name was meant to applied and used in that manner. She was the busybody wife. It was her, Tipper Gore. In fact, we should like switch out Karen for Tipper. Don't be a Tipper. Right? I think that's like so much better.
That's how it was in the 80s.
Oh my gosh. Nobody liked her. But that's what they did. Democrats went after speech in the, what is it? The early 90s is when all this was happening? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just remember that they had this Senate hearing and they had Dee Snider before he became such a wanker. They had Dee Snider and all these other cats go and they were testifying before members of Congress and saying, look, you know, this is an abridgment of free speech. And that's what they were trying to put all these warning labels on CDs and all that stuff. And I don't know. I the whole thing was just. But yeah, that's, so I'm not surprised that he of all people, I'm not at all surprised that he of all people would push this. Well, we just need to get rid of, it's like, it's the digital equivalent of AR-15s. His sentence was just, I feel like maybe when he was drafting that remark in his big mansion, isn't he in Tennessee, his big old tobacco farm and mansion in Tennessee? I feel like maybe that sounded clever in his head to him. But that sounds really stupid. It didn't occur to him as he said it out loud how dumb that sounded. Our partners over at Kel-Tec, the Sub-2K, great firearm, great company, incredibly innovative with the stuff that they make, based right in Florida. And so this is for all of the hikers and the backpackers and the campers and, you know, all of that out there. Because for a couple of decades now, the folds in half Kel-Tec Sub-2K carbine. This has been filling that pistol caliber carbine gap because with options for several popular magazines, including Glock and Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, it's so much easier. I mean, it's much easier to take along and you're taking along a lot less as well. And so from now until March of 2024, Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased Sub-2K from a licensed dealer. So you get yourself a Sub-2K, you get $100 and that goes all the way until March of next year, that $100 rebate. And the Sub-2K, it's just awesome. I mean, you got the ballistic advantage and distance accuracy with that 16-inch barrel. It's easily disassembled for cleaning or inspection. Intuitive sights, adjustable stock, field stripping, super simple. To learn more about the Sub-2K and that $100 rebate program, just visit keltecweapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Let's see. The Earth's magnetic field could completely flip soon. A physicist explains that. What did you say uh-oh for like that? Yeah, because that protects us from, like, bad stuff, right? Like radiation, sun's radiation and all of that. They said it could affect satellite communication, the operation of power grids, all the, apparently it moves. The magnetic poles for centuries have been tracked. And apparently the historical movement of those poles indicates a change in global geometry. And it could be a flip between the North and the South poles. And normally it occurs over thousands of years. So if they're not, I mean, it doesn't happen just overnight. So this seems like stupid speculative nonsense, right? Kind of. What would you say? What? A tourist jumps to death. Well, he completed the world's highest bungee jump and then plunged 764 feet. His jump was successful, but his heart stopped later, just like a couple hours later. It's a 56-year-old tourist. So he went up, it was the Macaw Tower. And it's in, it's 674 feet. He took the plunge, apparently can bungee jump off of it. He's a Japanese man, and he experienced shortness of breath just like 2 hours after. And then stopped breathing. And that was it. They said he had no superficial injuries. So did he jump to death? Did he just like stress his heart? What is it?
I guess he stressed the heart. Imagine if you're going that far down and then you being pulled back up, going against gravity. How many G's upside down? Where is all that blood going? Like, ooh, right to your head?
That's a really good point. That's a very good point. Oh. So these noise cameras, I mentioned this the other day, coming to New York City to punish loud drivers. So it takes photos of people's license plates, and then it sends a ticket directly to the owner. Where's the due process in that, by the way? They said that the cameras would activate if a vehicle reaches 85 decibels from 50 feet. Oh, I would totally break this. My engine alone would break this. I have a loud car. Yeah, I have a loud car. 80 decibels. You have to be, if it reaches at least 85 decibels from 50 feet or more away. Oh, my car would totally violate this. Now, I mean, that's without the stereo going. Just the engine alone is going to... Because when I rev my engine, I want the hair to stand on end. That's what I want. So I think this is stupid. A noise camera? If it's too loud, you're too old. Just saying. I don't have a problem with it. When I hear loud engines, I'm like, America. When I hear silent creeper cars because they're all EVs and they creep up on you, that's terrifying. Those are murder cops, the murder bots. That's what they are. Murder cars. It's just weird. I don't like that. I don't like that. It's not supposed to be silent like that. I just, let's see. A man was crushed to death by a septic truck. Oh. Of all the trucks, a septic truck. This is horrific. It happened in New Jersey. A septic company's truck at a residence. Three individuals were standing outside the parked truck. It started sliding because of its position on the ground with the wet pavement. And it literally slid over an embankment, took down a person as it rolled down the hill, and then a victim was crushed. The two others were able to get safely away. That's horrific. Can you, golly, crushed by a septic truck? That's horrible. And a 40-year-old woman from Boston, a newlywed, was mauled to death in the Bahamas. She was there at the Sandals Bahamian Resort, and she was attacked off of the western end of New Providence Island. She was paddleboarding, and she was mauled to death by a shark, 44 years old. That's horrific. You got to be careful in the shark's house, I'm telling you. Stay with us. All right, so the parents of the 9-year-old, you guys remember this Chiefs fan who was smeared by Deadspin? Holden Armenta, I'm only going to hit sweet Armenta family. They've hired a law firm, Clairlock LLP. They're demanding that Karen Phillips, the male who wrote the defamatory site, the defamatory piece on that website, he accused the 9-year-old of hating black people. He accused the 9-year-old of hating Indians, and the 9-year-old is actually an American Indian. And he said that he fraudulently accused him of being in blackface. And they've demanded that Deadspin and Karen Phillips issue a retraction for his story, and they've threatened further legal action against the reporter. They said that the all of this must be retracted immediately, and they said it's not enough to quietly delete a tweet or disable the article. You need to publish retractions and issue an apology, and I with the same fanfare in which you defamed them. I completely agree with this. And because he literally said, quote, that the boy hates black people and that he found a way to hate black people and Native Americans at the same time. And then they ran a photo showing only one side of the nine-year-old's face. He had his face painted in black and red for his team's colors. And he only had one side of the kid's face so that they could make it look like he was in black. And then he accused him of being in blackface. And it got community noted on X. But this is horrific. I mean, he went after this kid. A nine-year-old, a grown man, went after this kid. I hope they drag Karen Phillips over the coals. Drag him. Drag that website. We got to make examples of these people. And I've been seeing this. I've seen this for 20 years. This is why people are afraid to speak out about stuff, because the media weaponizes their difference of opinion and tries to defame them for it. They will try to make this kid, oh, here's the avatar of everything that we hate about the, you know, I don't even know what this family's politics are. And I'll just say, American Indians typically aren't conservative. So, I mean, go look at voting records if you don't believe me. Go look at those who are of indigenous nations and see what their affiliation is in Congress. So they just make these assumptions, these wild assumptions, and they end up shooting themselves in the foot rhetorically. I mean, this is just wild. And they literally hid the fact that half of his face was painted red, and they accused him. They only had a side profile of him. And they wanted to, this guy actually was begging for a rage mob. It's in his headline. The headline that he had was, quote, the NFL needs to speak out against Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface and native headdress. He accused the kid of being racist in the subhead. Yeah, they absolutely. But here's the thing. Deadspin will probably take the stupid way out and they'll probably say, no, we're not going to apologize. And then they'll have to go to court. And if they do, I hope that the family takes ownership of the website and then shuts them down, fires all their employees and shuts them down. This should follow Karen Phillips absolutely everywhere. This is what these people do to regular, average, everyday Americans. They want you to live in fear of their wrath so that you don't say anything. They want you to be so afraid that you're going to be made the next example of in their pages, on their websites, on their social media accounts, so that you never say a word. It's that you want to talk about what he was, and Al Gore saying, oh, this is the digital equivalent AR-15s. Okay, well, this is advocacy terrorism. How about that? So I hope the family follows through. I mean, it would be nice if the website apologized. Deadspin hasn't said anything at all. They've issued no comment. Karen Phillips hasn't apologized at all. He like doubled down on it.
Down.
Yeah. So make an example out of them. Break them. No mercy. No quarter. Break them. Fire everybody. Right around Christmas, too. Make it hurt and make an example out of all these people, because I'm tired of it. This isn't the media. These are militants. Very different. And they are trying to use their bully pulpit to scare the hell out of average people so that they can't enjoy life. They can't even go to a game. They can't even take their kids to a game. They will not hesitate in going after your kids in the same way they're going after this nine-year-old. Very Hamas-like, don't you think?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.